Okay, October 3rd, 2022, getting close to Yom Kippur. So tonight's topic is going to be Kol Nidre. We're going to touch in the very beginning, first half, on a machlokas between the Rosh and Rabbeinu Tam in terms of the text of Kol Nidre. Is it looking back? Shana Shavra, I don't compare him Hazeh, or is it looking forward to Yom Kippur and Hazeh Adha, you know, Yom Kippur Haba? So we'll take a look at that. And we also, at the end, are going to talk, wanted to bring it hashkafically, like why are we starting Yom Kippur with something which seems so technical? So, and I wanted to give some answers for that. And we did it on if it is Hataras Nedarim, right? So why are we? Then you can even ask why are we so focused at this point of time that we do Hataras Nedarim Erev Rosh Hashanah and we're doing Kol Nidre, we're starting it. So why is that so important? You know, how does that relate to the themes of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? So there is no source for Kol Nidre in the Gemara. You know, it doesn't mention Kol Nidre in the Gemara. And even in times of the Gaonim, we'll see from source one that they weren't saying it in Serum Pampadisa. And that's so let's look. Ishia Rav, source one is, I quoted it from the Torah, Rav Netronoi Gon, he was the generation before Rav Sadja Gon. Rav Sadja, I think, died, it's that I looked it up in 942. And Rav Netronoi was in the generation before that. Kasav ein ogen lo bebeis yeshivas v'lo b'shum makom lahaten nedarim lo b'Rosh Hashanah v'lo b'Yom HaKippurim. Ela shamanu shabashar ratzos omim kol nidre aval ano lo reinu v'lo shamanu me'avoseinu. So maybe he's saying that maybe he hears it in some 18. What it's like the 800s? Is it, you know, he's writing this. You know, he's writing this in the probably in the 800s, late 800s, early 900s. So and he's saying that maybe in some places, but we don't say it here in Surim Pampadisa. Rav Hai, I think I looked up, died in 1038. One of the later Gaonim over there says the Kachas of Rav Hai ain Matir Nedarim lo b'Rosh Hashanah v'lo b'Yom Kippurim lo Shamanu v'Rav Oseinu Shoyosin Ken Kol Iker Af Atem Hechmiru K'Moseinu. And so he's not recommending, you know, for the communities to say, don't say it. He's saying to them, don't say Kol Nidre, like we don't say Kol Nidre. I think one of the first places that we find the text of Kol Nidre, if I'm not mistaken, is in a letter that Rav Sadja Gaon sends to the Jews of Barcelona, I think it was, that they and he sends them a text of a siddur, and it says v'klum zekas of Rav Sadja zelashono yesh osim kain. There are, you know, communities that that say Kol Nidre, and this is what happens. Omer shliach tzibur b'leil tzom kippur v'omer.
This is the Torah now. He's not quoting Rav Sadja.
Yeah, this is the Torah quoting Rav Sadja.
This is a quote of Rav Sadja.
Yes. Yeah, I guess, you know, so instead of you going to there, but
so when he says "v'signon ze katav Rav Sadja" means
"v'zel l'shono."
What I'm going to say,
what I'm about to say, I think it's in the future. Right? What I'm about to say, this is what Rav Sadja wrote. Yeshos omech shliach tzibo b'leil tzom kippur va'omer kol nidrei v'chamarei kol nidrei v'chamarei v'asarei u'shriyei v'konamei. She nadarnu, v'yishtacharamnu, 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 al nafshoseinu. And then look at what girsa did he write to the, he writes in the past. Miyom HaKippur she'avar, I should have underlined this, ad Yom Kippur zeh. So the first really text that we have is looking backwards. Shabbat aleinu klamar, chazanu, you know, lifnei avinu shebashamayim, v'inadarnu ein kan neda, v'imasarano ein kan iser, v'imacharam acharamnu ein kan cherem, im shvua nishbanu ein kan shvua, batala neda meikara, batala iser meikara, batala shvua meikara, batala kiyam meikara, ein kan lo neda, lo shvua, lo iser, lo chem, lo kiyam, yesh kan mechila. Sounds very much like we say, you know, Taras Nedarim before Rosh Hashanah, mechila, slicha, kapara, Kamosha Kasab Rasora Secha Vinisachal Das Bene Israel Gera Gabasacham Ki Chol Ha'am Bishkaga. Sounds very much like Hataras Nadarim. And for the past year, looking backwards. Excellent. And this is the tour. This last line is the quote from the tour. For a Pashad Haminag B'chol Makavos La'omro. So the tour says that the minag now is to say Kol Nidre with this lashon, maybe, you know, like looking back, because the rush, the Torah is the rush's son. So you look at source two, the Torah's father, the rush says Miu Nire Keminag Hakodmonim. The lashon Kol Nidre Mochiach. Again, looking back, the Rush is of the opinion that we're looking back. And why do you do this? It's so, like, to try to save you a punishment. And he brings two proofs. One, he says, the kach omer also gimel upon him. We say kol nidre three times, and just like Ataras Nadarim, where you say mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. So that's why it sounds like we're doing kol nidre three times. It sounds like a mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. That's a proof to me that it is a form of Ataras Nadarim, and it's looking and it's looking back.
Where's the base to know?
Excellent, excellent. We're going to get to that's one of the questions that Rabbi Reino Tam in Source 3 coming right up. Rabbi Reino Tam is going to ask four questions. If it is Ataras Nadarim, then it's not, there are things that are missing, you know, and that's why he's bothered by Nadar, and that's why he's going to come up with a concept where he's going to be, where you're going to be Moser Moda on the future, and he's going to bring a Gemara that says you can make such a statement, that future, Nadar Meshuah said, I am going to make in this coming year, I'm already being Mevatel, I'm making a declaration now that they're going to be Mevatel. How does that work? It's at the time of the Shuar, you don't remember, you just said it very quickly and out of anger, and you don't remember it, but also this tonight that you're saying can uproot any future neder for the year that it won't take effect. And that's going to be the Rabbeinu Tam, but we'll see that in a minute. And what's another proof then, source two, that the Rush says? And he also says it makes sense. It's looking v'nislach l'chol. We say the pasuk v'nislach l'chol adas b'nei Yisrael ki tzlichon kapara osin shavru. You can't talk about tzlichon on things that are going to happen, you know, in the future. You know, it sounds much more that you're asking for tzlichon for things that, you know, that happened in the past. So those are two of the proofs of the Rush, and it's looking back, and he's basing himself on what was said by Rav Sadia, that the original Girsa was looking back at the past year. But
do you have any idea when the minhag to say Hadaras?
I think it's right here, Rav. I mean, it's the time of the Gaonim. It's the time of the Gaonim. It's starting to be Pasha. Oh, Hataras Nadarim, not Kol Nidre. I'm sorry. I did see it. Give me one second. I think it was the Shla. I think the Shla Institute. I saw it in somewhere. So when did the Shla live? When did the Shla live? Someone can do Wikipedia, but I think it's around.
So before this
Kol Nidre comes first, I think, and then the Hataras Nadarim of Erev Rosh Hashanah, I think, comes later.
So somehow you have to explain that, right? Why when you have both?
Why do you have both? Okay. Well done. So. And we have to give it some thought. I don't know if we'll give us it right. I can maybe talk about why we're focused on the Nadarim at this point, and then, why did they? There is the Gemara that you're going to see that Rabbeinu Tam quotes of being, Moser Moda. It mentions Berosh Hashanah. So some people say we say Yom Kippur because it's also considered Rosh Hashanah, and that's when many people are in shul, and but maybe he was being medayik in the lashon of the Gemara, which says Rosh Hashanah. So I'm not sure if that's
1630.
Right. Okay. Right. I think that was just
1630.
I'm trying to remember, but I think that's who it was.
Buried by the Rambam.
So now let's look at Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam says this doesn't look like a real or a full-fledged, doesn't meet all the criteria of Hataras Nadarim, Kol Nidre. And he's going to ask questions. Kol Nidre, Daminam Bilel Yom Kippurim. What's the next word? Hey, it's the Girsa, I think. Said, what did he come up with? The Rabbeinu Tam's father came up with Miyom Kippurim Zeh Ad Yom Kippurim Haba Aleinu Lutova. So Rabbeinu Tam, his father, was the first to institute this girsa of looking to the future. Kulan is charatna bahu v'chein ikar, and Rabbeinu Tam agrees to what his father said. Va'omer b'yom kippurim shavar, and if you try to go looking back, ad yom kippurim haba aleinu, and the future, kulan is charatna bahu eino elatoa. So I don't know if he's focusing on back and forward, or just even looking back. Your toa, not exactly sure. Okay, and he said, and he asked, and he was thinking, because she if shala hafter at atzmo. One thing is, like, you're saying it three times, and you're being made, you know, you're being matir your own hataras nadarim, you know, that doesn't work. Ubalo charata demikara, and you're not really mentioning any charata during kol nidre. Ubalo yachid mumchol gimel hadratos. We said that you need a basin, you know. Doesn't sound like hataras nadarim. But Rav Papa says, in that parak, you have to, you know, you have to say what you're, you know, which neder do you want to come and do hadaras nedarim on? Even though when we do it erev Rosh Hashanah, we say, you know, ki rabim heim, and you can't if shalit portam. But you really, that's how it does. You know, you come to the Beis Din with this neder, and they find, you know, through a petach or charata, and they, you know, and they uproot the neder. And then the last one I put in parentheses, because this is actually the Rush, when he was quoting Rabbeinu Tam, I didn't see it in Sefer Yosha, asks like another question on himself. He says, "Va'od hachazan shomakol nidre miyata nidrav." So maybe I thought that was saying if the chazan and the two zakenim, I thought that was saying, was going to be considered the Beis Din, then, so they're being the Beis Din for everyone in the Tzibor, but who's their Beis Din? You know, usually we flip, you know, and we're not flipping, so who's, you know, like, who's their Beis Din? So I think that's how I understood it.
מישהו שאומר, אולי עשיתי איזשהו נדר, אז זה מוריד את המדרגה מצורך של בית דין על פניו, כן? זה רק על החשש הגדול, אחד. שתיים, גם אם לא מחליפים בין החזן לציבור, יש פה איזו אמירה בציבור. יש יותר מבן אדם אחד ששומע את הכל נדרי.
Right.
ככה או ככה.
That's how the Rush is gonna answer the Rabbeinu Tam's question, and he's gonna rely on the Tzibur being the Beis Din for everyone else, you know, and for the chazan and the people of the ing, who's going to be the tzibur, they'll be the Beis Din. And for you, yourself, you're not being matur yourself, but the tzibur, Husei, is going to be the Beis Din that's going to be matur for you. That's how the Rush is going to answer it. So what about this whole idea about looking in the future? Where do you see it? And we'll see the Gemara inside, you know, the Gemara and the Dharma inside, but he quotes it. You have a Samach Lezvav Daminan, in the Gemara and the Nedarim, Harotze Shelo Yit Kaimu Nedarav Shel Hashana Kula in the whole year, upcoming year, Yamad Barosh Hashana, and maybe that's why, you know, it says Rosh Hashana there. But Yomar Kol Nedarim Shani Atid Lindor You Batelim. You already make the statement that any future Nedarim I'm going to make, I don't want it to take effect. And Abaye says over there, Tani Ubavat Shelo Yehez Zachor B'Shas Haneder. If you remember your Tanai at the Shas HaNeder, so of course you're like, you're remembering the Tanai, your obvious das is you don't want that Tanai to be in effect, because you're making your Neder anyway, even though you remember what you said before, so you're sort of like, yes, I said it earlier on, you know, I didn't want it to be Mekayim. I remember that, but nevertheless, I'm making this Shrua, so that would not work. That's meaning that Tanai would not work, and your Neder would be Chal if you remember it. It only works if at the time you made it very quickly out of anger, and then, so this thing can kick in and protect you, because you don't remember it. Excellent. I didn't pay attention. I mean, I've been thinking about this for a couple of years, but for earlier on, when the first time I heard of this thing of Moshe Modah, I thought it was a new concept to me. But then I realized, and it's going to be on page two, at the end of Hataras Nedarim, we'll see that thing. We do. After they say Mutalach Mutalach Mutalach, after the basin, we say, after we do Hataras Nedarim, we throw this in. Hare Ani Moshe Modah Lifnechem, Ani Mevatel Mikan Ula Haba, Kol HaNedarim, this is going to see, we'll see it exactly on the next page. which I never really focused on. I just called that Hataras Nadarim, and I wasn't focusing that we're actually doing that was the first part of Hataras Nadarim, and then the Beis Din answered, and then we actually incorporate Erev Rosh Hashanah, this Moshe Modah, on the future Nadarim of Rabbeinu Tam. So which I...
if you remember it during the time of the Nadarim...
If you remember it, according to Abaye, it doesn't work. If you remember it, so it's like, you're saying, even though I said it, I remember it, I want to overrule that Tanai, and therefore your neder would be chal if you remember it. And Abaye is only saying it if you said it and you didn't remember the Tanai. Okay, so the Tanai, and then afterwards you say, oh, I made this neder. Oh, Rosh Hashanah, I made this Tanai. It's going to help me, and maybe you don't have to. You don't even have to go to a maybe. I'm not holding in the Gemara, but maybe they're saying you don't have to do Hataras Nadarim because that Tanai will that Moshe Madah would kick in and help. We're going to see though. It gets a little confusing. I mean, for completeness' sake, I'll talk about it. But other people, Rava argues and talks, because the first gears of the Gemara we're going to see actually says that you do remember the Tanai. But then the Gemara is going to ask, if you remember the Tanai, it makes no sense. You're remembering the Tanai and you're making a thing. So of course you're uprooting. You know, your kavana now is more powerful than the kavana that you had. In the past. So Rava comes up with this idea. What does it mean that you remember the time? You remember, Rava really doesn't argue on Abaye, I think most people say, but Rava's just trying to explain the lashon of that you're remembering it at the time of your Shavua. So it means that, you remembered, you said something about Tanai, but you don't remember all the details, and you remember, and you're making this neder based on what I said earlier, even though I don't remember all the details. That's how he's talking about that you... Explain the lashon that you're making the neder when you remember it. Either way, I think the halacha. What?
Chazaka is considered neder.
What are you talking about? Three times, yeah. And then yeah, I think it's a lower. It's a lower. One of the things is that we'll see that this really kol nidre doesn't really work as Hataras Nadarim. But one of the times that someone said, I think maybe the only thing that can maybe work is that if you did a. You didn't make a real neder, but you did a chazaka type of thing. So maybe kol nidre, maybe that's the only thing. It's not because we saw from Rabbeinu Tam's questions. It's not a real Hataras Nadarim. It doesn't really meet the criteria. But maybe Judah, that it would meet the criteria that if you did something chazaka for three times, then maybe the kol nidre can help. You know, but that's maybe about it. You know,
it's a chance you don't know that you're doing.
You know, those things. Okay. In the past.
לא, זה נרפס לא אכפת לי, זה אפשר להגיד את גרסה כזאת או אחרת, אבל הלשון שאנחנו אומרים בכל המילים, שבועה וחרמה וזה וזה, זה בטח לא אמור לחסות רק על החזקה, כמו שאתה מצליח.
על החזקה. No, I thought you were talking about past and future. Right, right, these things are not real, right. So, right, so it sounds more like neder, not actions.
Is there
a good point.
Is there an expiration limit to a neder?
Is there an
expiration limit to every year?
Statue limitation.
For what? Maybe you made new ones, you know, this year. But that somehow.
You say that thing at the end of Hataras Nadarim, so you're good forever.
Yeah. Okay, so that was. Okay, so that was. Let's turn the page. Second side of page one. And still in, we're still in Rabbeinu Tam. So let's skip the first line for a second. Remember, the Rush had two proofs to himself, and now Rabbeinu Tam is going to address himself to the two proofs of the Rush. The first one was, it said, V'nislach, or it's the second one that the Rush said, it says, V'nislach l'chol adat b'nei Yisrael. It sounds like you need to be forgiven on things that you've done in the past. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, no, there are cases, like I said, that, let's say, he gives the case of, let's say, your wife made a neder that she wants to be a nazira, and you were made for that neder for your wife, and then she didn't know that you were made for it, and then she went ahead and drank wine. So in fact, she didn't do any iser because the husband was made for the neder. But the pasuk over there says Vashem Yislach La. So there is Rabbeinu Tam shows you that even though technically you didn't do an avera, but still you can the concept of slacha. But if you intended to do it, it's still the concept of slicha applies. So too by Rabbeinu Tam is going to say on the future you have this tanai, but you maybe wanted to make it even though a future you made a neder, maybe the the Kol Nidre kicks in, the Mesiras Odah kicks in, and therefore you weren't really over a neder, or you didn't do a neder over, you know, because it was batel, but you still need slicha. So you can, he brings in that Gemara as a concept of for slicha for future actions. So you can look it inside. Now look it inside time. So it says, he quotes that nazir sheshama chavera hareish nazir ben shani harini nazir veshama chavera hareish nazir ben nazir hefer la bala velo yada shehefer la, and the wife doesn't know that the husband was made for the neder vahita shosa beyayin valzenema vashem yislachla. So then he quotes alzekain sheidur velo yiskor tanai shel Rosh Hashanah. He's gonna make a neder in the future, and it's mavatel. But then the tanai kicks in, and really wasn't a neder, but he was over on the neder. But then you realize he really wasn't over on the neder because his kol nidre miser hador kicked in. Okay, so that's why we can slicha and kapara can help. So that's how he answered the Rosh's question. And what about the next paragraph? What about it? It says it three times. We say kol nidre three times. Doesn't that sound like mutalach like a hataras nadarim? So then he gives this answer. I know shekain rov divrei chachamim mushulashim. He gives other examples that sometimes we say three times, and it doesn't, you know, that's not a very strong proof that it's a hataras nadarim just because they say it three times. Chazal many times sometimes said it in three times to, you know, strengthen the idea, whatever it was. He also then mentions Rabbi Matam.
מוזר שהוא הביא דוגמאות בעולם הכללי, יש דוגמאות מהתפילה, אנחנו באמת אומרים הרבה פעמים שלוש פעמים דברים בתפילה, גם בראש השנה, אפילו בצד שחור.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you know, so either way, so he could have even given more examples, I agree, but, you know, I don't think the question was so strong and the answer was so strong, but, you know, it was, so that was, you know, how they're going. I'm just trying to, you know, write down the back and forth. He also asks on himself, or answers, Rabbeinu Tam wants to answer on himself, it charatna. Sounds like in the past. He was like talking, like I think he was talking about, this is, I'm going back to the front line, first line on the top of the page. So I think he said, and or kloma shiniska b'tnaish. So that's a question on me. I'm talking about future. So what are you talking about, charata, which sounds like the past? So he says shiniska b'tnaish Rosh Hashanah la'achar haneda v'nitchar v'hei mutar. I think he's trying to say that the lashon could apply because. You make your neder, and in the future, the upcoming year, and then you're saying but you're mentioning now. Anytime I make a neder in the future, I'm having charata now, and that's what's working. I guess the mechanism of a meser modah to try to. Is that what he's saying? Upeirish dechran nekloma shenizkar b'tnai shel Rosh Hashanah la'acha haneder v'nitzchar v'hei mutar. Somehow, I think he's saying somehow it you can work it out. It's not necessarily looking back. Rabbeinu Tam is dealing with that and saying it's still, you can use that lashon and still look in the future, because he's even if you go in the future and you make the shvua, already this tanai is already building in maybe some charata for it not to take effect. Okay, the next thing I put over here, I could have put it after source 5 when we see the exact Gemara, but this is the Gemara of Moser Modah. So that, like, and then I mentioned that we do say, and this I just copied from the Erev Rosh Hashanah when you're doing Hataras Nadarim. So that was really Hataras Nadarim at the first, and the basin said Mutalach, Mutalach, Mutalach. And then we add this paragraph of Rabbeinu Tam. Hare ani Moser Modah lefnechem, v'ani mevatel mikan ul haba kol hanadarim v'chol shuos and aziris v'yisurim v'chol namos. Right? Shekabala, that's me. And he says, I already have charata now on them, and you should be batel. So it's a thing, Moser Modah, on the future. Okay. And that was the concept that Rabbeinu Tam says, and that's what he wants to say, Kol Nidre is. Yeah?
במילים האחרונות של הקטע הזה של המודעה,
yeah.
כתוב בפירוש בכולם, התחרטנה בהון מעתה ועד עולם.
Right.
דווקא רק לעתיד.
אין התחרטנה בכלל. התחרטנה בהון.
התחרט.
Yeah. Okay, so that's how he uses the term. Yeah, it helps Rabbeinu. That's right. So that's how he's using the word charata, but it can still apply into the future. So the Rush then tries to answer in source 4 some of the questions that Rabbeinu Tam had, and he says, it says, we're not saying, Anan Sadeh, It's an Anan Sade. I thought the Anan Sade would be that when you come to Yom Kippur, everyone's going to feel charata. That's what I thought. But he says no. He says the Anan Sade is that if you're over your chait, right, you're going to have charata because of the onus. You feel sorry for that. So, that's why you can...
You intended to keep the neder.
Right.
But when you messed up...
Right.
Then,
of course you have charata. Right. So... So that's okay, right? So that's why we can say use kol nidre as hataras nadarim, and of course it's an umdana that you're having charata. It doesn't have to mention it in the kol nidre. And what about you need a beis din? Mashiksha b'inyan shlosha hedyotos. So he says. So I thought again, and the Rav might say this. We'll see in a second that the Chazin and Zakenim are the beis din, but he says no. Hare kol kahal omer moso ish ish levado b'lachash. The gamachazen nami hakahal matirin lo. So it sounds like the kahal is the one that's going to be matir me, and it's going to be matir the chazen. So the kahal is acting as the basin. That's how the Rush answers the Rabbeinu Tam, that there was no basin. Okay, the kahal is the basin. Oh, there was no charata. There's an umdana. There's a charata. Oh, what about being mafrit the neder? So he says that's not. You thought that was an absolute condition of Hataras Nadarim, that you have to be Mefaret Neder. The Rush says, no, it's only you have to be Mefaret Neder because maybe the Chacham is not going to want to give you a Petach or thing, because maybe the Neder was a good thing. But there will be cases, he wants to say, that you can do Hataras Nadarim even though you weren't Mefaret Neder. V'adam Rav Papa Tzorich Mefaret Neder, ha'nimili hechesha ha'nodeh ba'lifnei ha'chacham, la'hater lo, nidro, ulai neder al dvar mitzvah, v'lo yater lo ha'chacham. That's why you have to specifically say what neder you want, but I guess the Rush is saying, if that doesn't apply, you don't necessarily need it. So the Rabbeinu Tam Rush Gaonim thought it was looking at the past. The Rush thought it was looking at the past. He had some proofs. You're saying it three times. You're talking about slicha. Rabbeinu Tam comes along and he can answer some of those questions. He says three times is not such a lavdafka. It's not so because I'll talk with three times. You can have charata even in the future actions, which we saw when a baal was made for the wife's neder, and you thought you were doing an avera when you really didn't do an avera. So again, answering his questions, the Rabbeinu Tam asked certain questions. There's not a you don't have charata. So the Rush answers there's an umdana of the charata. That's why it can still work as an hataras nadarim. The Rabbeinu Tam says no, it can't be looking backwards because you don't have a beis din. Okay, the kahal is the beis din. So it goes back and forth. So that's how the Rush was Rabbeinu Tam. Okay.
The argument of the Rush is it cancels out the whole concept of nedarim. The Rabbeinu Tam is asking below charatam the meikar. You have to have the charata when you're making the neder. So the Rosh is...
You have to have the charata when you...
Meikara, originally.
Rabbeinu Tam after
charata. Rabbeinu Tam is saying, Yifshar latir tatzmo, v'lo charata de meikara. Meikara means the charata has to predate the neder.
But from the lashon it charana, and then he started saying that that you're having the charata.
Right. So the Rosh is giving a terutz.
Right.
Shekol mi shavar nidrom mitcharet meikaro kedei linatzel meonesh. So he's saying anyone who ever has a neder, there's a built-in charata.
Yeah.
Because if you break your neder,
of course you have charata. Yeah, I didn't like you. Right. So you're saying that means every is a neder because you can always get this out of charata. You can always come to any chacham. Right. So that's why I didn't think the Rush's answer. I agree with you. Yeah. I didn't think the Rush's answer of it's only when I'm over the neder. Of course I have charata because I don't want to be punished. And that's my. I don't know if it in real hataras nadarim. Does that, if you come over, usually charata means you come to the, you made a neder, you come to the chacham, and charata means that maybe I think that's a petach, that might be a petach, but charata says, I thought of everything, right, and then, but now it just doesn't seem, I'm not the same, I made a neder that this person can't have any hana from my, But now I look back, I was petty, you know, and I was looking after flame. I was slighted, but maybe I really wasn't slighted. But I really knew, you know, that's the charata, you know, if you're saying, but now I was over it because so the rush is calling that charata, but I agree with you, it doesn't sound like a strong charata. Excellent. So source 5 was the Gemara Nadarm, where this whole Mesiris Moda happens, and we talked about it outside, but our Rotsa Sholeit Kaimu Nidarv Koloshana, Yama Barash Hashana, Vyomaku Nedir Shani Atid Lidor Ye Batel. And then the first girsa of the Gemara is Ubilvad She Zachor, that you should remember it. But then the Gemara quickly says, E Zachor, if you're going to remember it, Akira Litnai Vekaimle Nidra. Of course, you remember the Tanai, but you're making it anyway, so it sounds like your latter kavana is being okay, your original tie. Of course, the neder should be chal. Not the neder should not be chal. The neder is going to be chal if in that case. So Abaye then changes the gersul. No, you made this mesiras moda, and then in the year you made this out of anger, or very quickly or spontaneously, whatever it is, you made this neder, and you weren't thinking of. And then afterwards you say, oh. Luckily for me, I made this Mesiris Madar at the beginning of the year. The Tanai can kick, could kick in. Rava says tries to keep the Gersa, Kilolon Kedamina Meikara, and that you're remembering it. And he says Hachamayskinan can go shehitna the Barash Hashana v'lo yada b'meh hitna. You made something about Nadarim and you made a Tanai and you didn't want it to, but you don't remember all the details. But again, v'hashtakon Nadar, and now you're making a neder. And you're saying is zachah b'shasa neder at the time of the neder, and you say v'amar aldasa rishona ni neder. I don't remember exactly all the details of the Tanai, but I'm making this neder based on the Tanai that I said previously. So then the Tanai can kick in. That's how he's reading the first gisser. Okay, I don't think it's that. But what is the lo amal datar? Okay, but Rav Huna Bar Chanina Sava the midrashay v'pirka. He wanted to talk about this thing of Mesiris Moda in public at his drusha. So Amalei Rava says Tanakam b'stayim. The Mishnah itself was so confusing. With are you remembering the Tanai or are you not remembering the Tanai? The whole point was to keep it quiet and not make the halacha so known. And so they made it convoluted on purpose, Rav is saying, not to really spread it amongst the Hamonam, because they'll be Mekil in the Dharam if they have this out by being Meser Modar at the beginning. They won't take it seriously. Kidei shelo yinhagu kolos rosh ben Adarim. So therefore, don't make it, don't expound on it. Vad drasha shleib pirka, and you want to make a whole big drasha, and he was telling him, don't, but we do, we'll talk about it at the end,
we'll see. And
that's why it's in Aramaic. That's because it's in Lashon, right. We don't know. Okay, what did I see? Source 6, let me look at it. It was just quoting the Shulchan Aruch, that he says this Moser Moda, this Mesiris Moda, does help on the condition that you don't remember the Tanai. He says, for a certain amount of time in the future, it's not going to take effect. And then you know the betoch hazman, and let's say it's for a year, and this upcoming year, you do make a neder. Im hu zacha letnai b'shasa neder, if you remember it, nidrokayim. Of course, your later das is going to uproot the former one, because you had full das, and you remembered everything. So whatever you do at the time, when remembering everything, we're going to assume your most recent thing, right before the neder, is going to take effect, and the neder will take effect. But, like Abaye said, you don't remember it, you say it quickly, ha-tanai kayam. So the original tie of Mesiris Moda, the tnai of being mevatel all future nedarim, is going to take effect. Vaha neder batel, and the neder would be batel.
There's a yesh
omim. She'ein hatnai moa levatel neder. So maybe he says that people don't agree with this. Ella in Cain yiskureno toch kedei dibur. That's a different. That's a whole different mechanism. That I think you have a schut lachzor, or how we. We look at time, it's all one deeper, Okay, so he's saying it's not a great, there is some mechanism out there, but the Shulchan Aruch is bringing a Yesh Omrim that it's not, you know, really shouldn't rely on it. You know, the now I'm just going seven and eight. Well, he said you can be so. The first part of the Shulchan Aruch said it does work, but the Yesh Omrim is saying it really. This Mesiris Moda, I'm reading it at this Mesiris Moda. This Yesh Omrim is saying it really doesn't work, and you need. It only works if you're talking about Toch Kedei Dibur, which I think is a whole separate concept, you know. V'yesh lachush l'divrei hem of the Yesh Omrim. Right, so I'm saying, so therefore it doesn't, therefore I think that the Yesh Omrim saying Mesiris Modar doesn't work, and the only thing you have is Toch Kedei Dibur. But I was reading Toch Kedei Dibur as you don't even need Mesiris Moda. I thought anytime if I say something, I make a neder, and Toch Kedei Dibur, I want to be mevatel it. I thought then I could be mevatel the neder Toch Kedei Dibur. Oh, so I read it wrong. The tanai is a ela im kain is kurenu. If you remember the tanai, no. But if you remember the tanai, that are the right side. So I think it's what I'm saying. I think it's moel levatel aned. Ela im kain is kurenu toke de dibur. Maybe he's just quoting Rava in the Gemara. Ela im kain is kurenu toke de dibur leneder. V'yom believo shusom achala tanai. Is he saying that you remember that tonight, but you don't remember all the details of it? Remember, Rava said something about not remembering all the details. But if you're really remembering everything, then why should it be? If you're remembering everything, then that it should. The tonight should not work. You should be mevatel tonight. Right. It was so illogical to me that I just forced into his words what I was thinking, which was. Don't rely on this Mesiris Moda. Don't rely on this on your original Tanai. I was reading it. Don't rely on your original Tanai. And the only thing you have is Toch Kedei Dibur to be Mevatel your Neder. Okay, whatever it is. But at least you saw in the first one, he quotes it Lahalacha in the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch. The seven, I did seven and seven, I guess, it was really talking about Lashonos. And I don't want to, I want to go on to the thing, but it's like, it really started saying, in the past, the Lushan that we're saying, it sounds very much in the past, and the Taz was saying that if you wanted to say it in the Pasuk, you wouldn't say Dinadarna, you would say it with a Chirik, you would say the Ishtabavna, that would be the future, you would change it. And we'll see what the Rav, you know, said you'll say it in the future. So that was 7 and 8, just talking about how it sounds like the Lashon, I think, is more in the past. We saw that Rabbeinu Tam said maybe you can fudge it and look at it in the future too, but some other people were already mentioning that if it really was in the future, like Rabbeinu Tam, we maybe should change the Lashon of Kol Nidre to make it more future-oriented. Let me just hurry up. Okay, source 8 is saying, the Mishnah Brura is saying that it mentions, you know, in the past, future, and he paskins like Rabbeinu Tam, that it should be looking forward. However, source 9, and we're doing these things just outside, the Radbaz already said, he says, what, Shela, let's look at 9. Al kol nidre, shirugin loma, b'lel yom kippur, l'fima shukasav oso b'lashan avar, v'yeshmi shukasav oso b'lashan atid. Okay, we have two different gersos. What should we do? So tshuva, already the Rava says, davazem achlokas gedolahi, miyamos ha-ga'onim, v'ara achronim, ki yeshmi shirotza loma shalash avar. That was the rush. V'yeshmi shomer la'ava. That was the father of Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Tam. V'yesh misha sovah shein roi lomar klal. You know, that was the original Gaonim. Don't, you know, just don't even say it. Kadesh alinag kalash rosh min adarim. Or even in that Gemara, says if it's a Mesiris Moda in the future, don't really talk about that. V'chein isi minag hamusta aravim b'mitzrayim shein omrim oso. And there are communities he knew about that they didn't say it. And the Rambam doesn't bring it down, I don't think. Rambam's a lower isi. I guess he's saying in maybe the Rambam doesn't bring Kol Nidre down. So v'atam shall call svaro svaro kosel b'chol poskim ayin sham. And everyone, we went through it. The Rush and the Rabbeinu Tam, all the questions on each other. Umashani ragil huloma oto b'lashon ava ve'atid. Remember what Rabbeinu Tam said, don't do? Go from the past to the future? That's exactly what the Radvaz says to do. Umitkaven lahatem mashavar umashatid. Beloshen ze ani gorei sotom yomakum shavar. I go from the past. Ad yomakapim haba aleinu l'shalom. So, and I think many siddurim put that in brackets, and we also say, and that's what the Rav wanted to say. He would say all those words of kol nidre, and he would say mishavar ad yomakapim hazeh, because that's all past. And right before you would say umiyomakapim ha. Right when you were about to say Rabbeinu Tam's Lashon, I wrote down here, he added words, you know, in his machzor, the Rav Soloveitchik would say, Uden Ninder, Uden Nishtaba, Uden Nacharim, Uden Nesar. All these things that I'm going to do in the future tense, then I want it from this year to next year. So the Rav tried to make, you know, sense of the grammar and says, the Kol Nidre grammar I'm going to put on the past and say, from Avar to this year, and then he added the future grammar to say from this year to the future year. And then I saw in the Masoras HaRav Yom Kippur Machzor. Okay, so now I just want to say 10 and 11 just wants to bring down that these things are not working on Nedarim, that you would make in business, that you would have to make in court. You know, of course, these next two sources are saying, all the you can't do Hataras Nadarm or the Kol Nidre on those Nadarm, because you could only be Mater and Neder that's on your Das. But if you're being Mushba and you're making a Neder I'll Das someone else, then you don't have the right to uproot that Neder. Vod the Divrei Yochid, I'm doing 10. Mishiatiro Bahachi Aval Nidre Rabim Ushruas Gezeras Bezdin Ushruas Almana V'chayve Malve. Einon bechalsh, einon tluyin bedato bilvad, ela bedata makom, based in vitzibor, vilimshtar behachi. So, of course, you can't uproot, those nadarim, and the Rush says the same thing. Ubitol ze einon moel, that, it doesn't work ben adam lechavero, it's only ben adam leatzmo. Ubitol ze einon moel, kim le neder atzmo. Ushua shishra me atzmo. Ava neder shechavero mediro, if you take a shua that your friend wants you to take a shua, and you take a shua, based on your friend, on that, interaction, Ushua Shachavera Mashbu, O Bastin, O Akal, Ain Molahem Bittol. Then you can't be Mabato that. Okay. Last page. Because I want to get quickly. So let's get to some of so some 12 and 13 I was just bringing in, the Radvaz, and again in the Aruch HaShulchan was saying that since Meisir Moda, again, might have problems with the Lashon. And Kol Nidre, Rabbeinu Tam asked, if it's Hataras Nadarim, it has a lot of questions, it also doesn't work. So people then start saying it doesn't, it's really part, Lo Yala Datchem Shul Heter, Zel Lamash Bein Adam L'Chaver, oh, that we did already. So, 13, what did I do? 13, he rocked Tfila Kachola Tfilos. Maybe this whole Kol Nidre is just really just a Tfila, that a tefillah should be answered. And now I'm going to get into the more of the hashkafic. The hashkafic thing is that we're not starting Yom Kippur with such a technical Mesiras Moda or Hataras Nadarim, but maybe there's something involved why we start Kol Nidre with Shavuos, and maybe we did it before Rosh Hashanah too, because there are certain things that Hataras Nadarim could signify, and maybe we want to and borrow from that. The next one, 14 was only it's a derech bakasha. It's meaning. Okay, so let me talk about that. Let's talk about some of the hashkafic things. The first thing that I heard was why are we starting Kol Nidre with Hataras Nadarim? So the answer is that we just said, what do you do with Hataras Nadarim? You made a neder. And then you're feeling, you're coming up with a petach. And you said, if I would have known and considered all what, my neder or shvua would have played out, I really would never have done it. And then the chacham can uproot it from me'ikaro, from the very, very beginning. So he says, that is a model for tshuva. That's what we're doing Yom Kippur. That's what we're doing during this time. We're coming to Hashem and says, I did a certain action, but I didn't really think about all the consequences of my action. And I have charata, and I feel terrible about that. And if I really would have known that this is what the sin would have distanced me from you, I never would have done this sin. I really, So therefore, we're starting, and what we're doing is we're using Hataras Nadarim as a model for all our other averos. Not, we're coming up, don't think when you come up for Kol Nidre, don't think so much, oh, I'm only talking about Nidarim. I'm talking about my whole life. I'm talking about my, it's a mashal. I'm saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, take the mechanism that a Chacham can do for Hataras Nidarim, of the Charata, of the Pesach, and say, look at me, I'm saying the same words. I feel sorry, I feel bad, I have Charata. If I would have known that this is what, you know, I would never have done it. So use that same mechanism, not just on Hataras, you use it on Hataras Nidarim, Hashem, you've instituted there, instituted it on all my Averos, and make them all Shkagot and do it. So that's why it is the most appropriate, I thought it was a beautiful answer, it's the most appropriate tefillah to start Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur with, because it's the mechanism that we're approaching Hashem with for the next 24 hours.
Right. So why don't you have like a little bit of a Yom Kippur beforehand, which tells us
that that's right, right. Right, okay. Yeah.
It's important for me to hear it, wait 40 years.
To understand that. I thought it was a beautiful answer.
Is what we say afterwards.
What? And then beautifully, the Rav in his Tshuva justice says, and that's why it says V'nislach, and he wanted to say the Beis Din is coming, with, you know, it's the Chazan and the two and the Zakenim, and that's why they're acting as a Beis Din. That's why they have to wear originally you want to say only they wore the talis. Now the minhag is that we all wear talisim, because when a Beis Din has to wear talisim, because the Shechina is something ba'adas kel, you know, the Shechina is when they give a psak and when they're being hora, the Shechina is there, and the Shechina you want to hide with the talis, just like the Kohanim, when the Shechina is in the fingers you want to hide with the talis, because you're in such direct with the Shechina, so he explained it that way. So I thought that was a beautiful answer. And he says davening with the Beis Din says two things. The Beis Din says if there was anybody else, and he goes in a little bit more of a tzibur. If there was anybody else, they say mutter le what's this lashon litpalel ima arvaryanim. So if anybody was put in cherim over the year and was put in such a cherim, and normally you're in cherim, you come into shul. You can't daven. You can't, you know, daven. We stop here. We're giving you a pause. So you know, normally up until Yom Kippur, but Yom Kippur, we want the whole tzibur here. And he says, like the Ketoret has even that the chelbana doesn't smell right. You know, but it's to make it complete, to make a tzibur. Any tinyness of a tzibur without the Rishayim is not really a tzibur. So, you know, that's he was explaining ideas in Kol Nidre. He was explaining another idea with the two people on the side. It was like Aaron, Moshe, and Hor, because it's not strong enough for one person to do it. You need help. You know, the Tzibor, you know, you need one person can't do it alone, and you need help. But the idea that I mentioned, that was the first idea, and I'm going to quickly just say a few others, but that I thought was a beautiful idea, that Hataras Nedarim was starting Yom Kippur because how that works, the mechanism of Charata, you know, how, and then he went on to explain, that's the machlokus between the Russian Rabbeinu Tam. And maybe, I'll put this into a Gemara, into a Rambam. Look at 15 and 16. I thought this was beautiful also. You look at the first source 15 Rambam, from Perek Aleph of Hilchos Tshuva. And what does he say? Ketzim Mizvatim, Amma Anar Hashem Chatati Avisi Pashati Lefanecha, right? Vasisi Kafakach. Now it says, "Arei nechamti ubushati b'maasai." I have karata. Karata is coming first, and then he goes Kabbalah latid. Ul olam eini chozel ledavar zeh. So karata comes before Kabbalah latid in Perek Aleph. You look at Perek Bet. Perek Bet talks about a person, right, who is your ezi tshuva gemura sheiz bleyado davar shavah bo. You were once misyached with this woman. Vefshar biyad laso buperish shavah also having that tshuva. He calls that a very high level of tshuva. Lo miyura v'lo mechushon koach. Ketzad haresh yeba al isha ba'aver alach asman nityached ima. He goes in, and now you're back with this woman. And you have yichud with this woman, and you don't sin, and you still, even though you have you're very much desirous of her, you don't sin. So that's a shuva gemura. But look in halacha bet, the Rambam, and I mentioned that first halacha on purpose because we'll get back to it in a second. Umahi a shuva hishi, and what's shuva in halacha bet, perek bet, hu sheyazov achote chetov yasum machshavato. Okay, aziva sachet, the yigmor believer shelo yase od. But now V'yigmor b'libo shelo yaseo. That's the Kabbalah la'atid. Shenema yazov rosh hadakol. V'chein yitnachem al sha'avar. Now he has the charata coming after Kabbalah la'atid. So the question that they answer on the Rambam is, in Perek Aleph, he says charata and then Kabbalah la'atid. In Perek Bet, he says Kabbalah la'atid and then charata. So, you know, what's going on? So the Rambam beautifully said, and I love this, and I say it almost every year, you know, at the table sometimes. It says, there are sometimes in... Not everyone reacts to tshuva the same, you know, the same way, and even the same person. Sometimes he has two in different averas. He has different dynamics going on. Sometimes he looks back at this avera, and he is so ashamed, and he is so mitcharet, and he looks back at what he did, and he's repulsed by himself, by his inaction. He feels it. He feels nauseous in his gut. He's disgusted by himself. That's a very strong. And then, so that's the mechanism of tshuva that's happening in Perek Aleph. So that's why charata comes first, and it's almost like Kabbalah Atid is almost like an afterthought, because of course he's not going to sin again. He just the mere thought of the sin is he's repulsed by it. The second Perek Bet is a whole different dynamic of tshuva. He's talking about a person still is very much desirous of this woman, of this illicit relationship. And he has to go, but he knows intellectually, not emotionally, intellectually he knows that the action is going to distance him from Hashem, so he refrains from doing it. But it's an intellectual tshuva. And after that intellectual tshuva, and so you're not doing it, because you know it comes charata. Charata, you know, maybe will come after you stop being with the woman. The Rav thought that both were tshuva gemura. You know, it's not necessary that the second one was higher. You know, Perek Bet was higher than Perek Aleph. But there were two different... There's an emotional one and there's an intellectual one. So he wanted to say that that's also maybe the Russian Rabbeinu thought. Maybe the Rush is... I know maybe he's more of emotional looking back, you know, is more emotional looking back. And that's and maybe all the things of charata and it's of the tshuva process is focusing more on the charata aspect of nedarim. We're starting Kol Nidre of Yom Kippur because just like charata can uproot a neder, so charata let it uproot all my other averos. That's what, you know, the Rush would say. And Rabbi Eden Tam is focusing on, look at me, even though I've been doing things in the past, I'm making a Kabbalah la'atid. I'm making a promise, Hashem, that I want to do better. And Rabbeinu Tam is focusing on, I want this promise, so Hashem, I want to do better from the Durim. Just like in Neder, you can make this, in Neder, you can have this petach, intellectually thing. I didn't, Hashem, consider all my things, and I didn't consider that I distanced myself from you. So take that, and for the future, and focus on the petach, maybe from the future, to, and that's what Rabbeinu Tam wants to say, Kol Nidre is a model for. Hashem, look at me at the beginning of Yom Kippur, look at all my promises for the future that I want to be better, and focus on that. Okay, just like it can help for Nadar, maybe, okay. Another idea was, the Rav said, was that you broke this brit that you had with Hashem, you broke it with your sin. So now you have to reestablish the brit. A brit we saw in Nitzam Vayelech with Ve'et Aholah Hazot. The brit is made with an oath. So you have to reconstruct this brit with an oath. And he wants to say, when you make an oath, you make it just to Hashem, you don't make it to... He says, sometimes we make oaths in our lives to other things, to money, to fame, to fortune, to things. We have other things that we give almost totally of ourselves. We're giving ourselves, it's almost like a shvur, like it's almost like, you know, it's like where we are so still indebted, or we're so focused on that and almost enslaved. We're enslaved to those things, these other things that are, and now we're saying, so what you want to make a new neder? The neder says we have to break all our nederim that we made to other things. We made neders to money. We made neders to fame. We made to things. We have to break those nederim and focus on saying we're going to make a neder now for the next 24 hours only to Hashem and focus it that way. So Kol Nidre at the beginning was saying, I'm making all the nederim of my whole year where I had my priorities askewed and not focused towards Hashem. I want those to be mevotel, all those priorities, and I only want to be my priority to make a neder only towards my kochos, towards Hashem. Okay, those were the two that the Rav said.
That's an aspect of the future.
Future, correct. The future, correct. So that would help with Rabbeinu Tam. there is a sefer mitoch ha'ol that why you put out where they people made wrote essays on the tefillot of Yom Tov. So on one of them was on Kol Nidrei, Rav Daniel Feldman. And he said, he quoted a number of hashkafic things, and this is what we're going to end. Sorry for, and then he said the following. He quoted one from Rabbeinu Lam. He called it the royal reach. Rabbi Lam said, every year we should, it's almost like a good thing that we're coming with this unfulfilled promise. You know why? Because if we fulfilled all our promises from the year before, then we didn't set our spiritual goals high enough. I want, you know, if I did everything that I accomplished, everything that I set out, it's almost not, then you didn't set the bar high enough. Rabbi Lam says, set the spiritual bar very high. And then when you come the following year and you missed, and you said, and you say Kol Nidre, it's not, almost like Rabbi Lam wanted to turn around his head and said, it's not a bad thing. It's just saying, I missed because I had such high expectations. And you should continue the following year to set very high expectations, spiritual expectations, and you'll come back the following year with a Kol Nidre that you didn't hit it. But if you didn't have a need for a Kol Nidre, if you fulfilled all your spiritual promises, then you set the bar too low, and that's not a good thing. Another hashkafic thing was he says that we're being mavata la promise, because sometimes promises delay the action. I promise, okay, tomorrow I'm going to start doing this. And maybe Kol Nidre is saying is, we want to stop with the promises. We want to stop looking at tomorrow, and we want to start it today, now. Don't rely on, okay, tomorrow I'll start going to Minyan, I'll start going to Davin, I'll start, you know, doing Daf Yomi. Start it now. I'll stop doing all the certain Averas. Do it now. Don't, you know, so break the promises, because promises sometimes prevent the action which should happen right now. And the last idea, which again was taken from Nedarim, a neder is only chal when you're piv velibo shavin, when your mouth and your intern your lave is the same. So he wants to say also the thought was that we did certain averos, you know, during the year, but that wasn't there. We did certain averos, but that wasn't the real insight. That wasn't our real neshama. That wasn't that little the tzelem elokim, which can't the leif tahor, which can't be, you know, which is inside, or which can't be, which is always protected. It always can grow from. So our piv, our actions, we're not shoving with the. With our internal self, and that would be a neder. That's what we're saying for Kol Nidre, because some just like a neder is not chal if what you say is not really matches up with your insight. So you're saying you use that model again, but in a slightly different way, and say so too. Our actions, we're saying to Hashem at the beginning of Yom Kippur, is our actions are not really our true selves. Our actions with someone else. Our actions that we did were. We're not our real lave. We're not our real son. So just like it can work for Yom Kippur when piv and lave, you can uproot it, so too uproot my things where it really wasn't, those actions were not really my essential self. So those are some of the hashkafic ideas. Hope you enjoyed. Everyone should have a gemar chatima tova.